Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Morning Beat with Jay and Michaela.
Welcome back to the new Channel Q. I'm Jay Rodriguez and Michaela Gordon, and it is Friday morning everywhere right now in this moment.
Listen, I'm not even here in this studio. I'm already in my mind at Coachella, so please, I'm going to do the things I need to do today, but yep. The whole time I'm going to be thinking about all the fun things I'm forcing you to do with me.
For instance, like she forced me to shop on Fashion Nova. Who's addicted? This guy. It is literally like Amazon for designer clothing that's decently made, not that cheap. It's the kind of decent quality. I was not upset. My Fashion Nova has arrived. I've got a jaunty little hat. It was a little asymmetrical in what was the embellishment around the brim of the hat.
Hello.
But guess what? It was just glue gunned down. So guess who's going to pick it right off, recenter it, and be out there with my last little cowboy hat looking like the Coachella Puerto Rican king I am.
Thank you. I would like to thank you for trusting me. And I'm actually quite relieved that it actually came. I was holding my breath. I was a little nervous. I'm not going to lie.
Online ordering, you always take a risk. That being said, we're super excited about today's show because we're going to be with you guys on air for the duration of our show here. And then we're getting in our cars and speeding toward Palm Springs only to broadcast for you guys again, but this time live from the Channel Q Coachella house. So you want to keep it locked here all day for an exciting day. But before we get there, maybe it's time for some news on the beat. So Michaela, what are people talking about?
All right, guys. Well, once again, Brexit is delayed. This time it's being put off until Halloween after the European Union agreed to give the United Kingdom until October 31st to figure out how it will leave the trading bloc. EU leaders seem to be growing weary of the whole thing. We feel their pain. And we're unconvinced by Prime Minister Theresa May's promise that the UK could get its act together by her proposed exit date at the end of June. Donald Tusk, president of the European Council, had a stark warning for the Brits. Please do not waste this time. Now, moving on, the late great Prince once recorded a song called Sometimes It Snows in April. Well, that time is now in the Midwest, where a big spring storm is dumping heavy snow and producing blizzard conditions. At least 12 states are under storm warnings, but the brunt of it will be felt today in Dakotas and Minnesota. South Dakota could get hit with 30 inches of snow as the storm makes its way into Canada. Of course, getting around will be a nightmare for the 1.6 million people in the storm's path. With travel almost impossible in Nebraska until tomorrow morning, all the snowfall, of course, could lead to more flooding in the region. In other news, disgraced healthcare guru Elizabeth Holmes has already been the subject of the HBO documentary The Inventor. Now, Kate McKinnon, who we love, will executive produce and star as Holmes in the Hulu limited series The Dropout, about the billionaire who founded the company Theranos and defrauded the healthcare industry with a method that was supposed to revolutionize blood testing, according to Deadline. McKinnon and Emmy Award winner for Saturday Night Live, where she's renowned for her inspired impersonations of Hillary Clinton, Angela Merkel, Kellyanne Conway, and even Jeff Sessions. Holmes, a chemical engineering student who dropped out of Stanford at 19, eventually launched Theranos and became the youngest self-made female billionaire. She was widely hailed as the next Steve Jobs. She should have made it easy on herself and did a lip kit like Kylie Jenner. By 2014, Holmes was the toast of Silicon Valley, but within 2 years, the company's problems were exposed. In 2015, the FDA began investigating Theranos and found major inaccuracies in Theranos testing on patients. That same year, the Wall Street Journal published a story exposing Holmes and Theranos. Holmes was charged with massive fraud. It took several years, but in 2018, the Department of Justice charged her with wire fraud and conspiracy to commit wire fraud. Now, in better news, you guys, we are doing it up in New York City, and we want to take you with us. You have the chance to win a trip to New York City to celebrate Pride Weekend, thanks to Schafferhofer. Channel Q will be partnering up to make sure that you and your friends get to celebrate, and the prize is so fun. So all you have to do is head on over to wearechannelq.com for your chance to win And of course, keep listening to the new Channel Q for all the details. Also, while you're there, don't forget we are officially a podcast, so make sure you download us if you haven't had the chance to listen to us live. Now, when we come back, I am full blown in Coachella, but there is one artist in particular I cannot wait to see. I'll give you a hint. Ocean Eyes is my summer hit, and find out why she's breaking major records. Stick around for the new Channel Q on radio and radio.com.
The Morning Beat with Jay and Michaela.
Welcome back to the new Channel Q. I'm Jay Rodriguez, Michaela Gordon, and we are Coachella ready. And speaking of Coachella, one of the youngest artists I think that is going to be on the roster will be joining us, 17-year-old. First artist born in the 2000s to have a number one album is Billie Eilish. Now, when I heard this name, I thought it was a boy, and I thought it was Billie Irish. But I've heard her music, I think, since now. I feel like since TRL and all that stuff's gone, I don't see enough interviews with musicians anymore. And so I'm just left to kind of find it through Instagram or someone sharing it on Facebook or Twitter. But this, she's a young pop artist, singer-songwriter, and she's going to be actually at the Coachella House. She's the daughter of two actors, which I think is fascinating. But in 2018, she revealed that she has Tourette's syndrome. And she opened up about it on her Instagram and said she never mentioned it on the internet because she didn't want people to just focus on her Tourette's every time they thought of her.
Yeah, it's interesting. My little cousin has Tourette's, and one thing that really bothers him is that people have accused him of doing drugs. He doesn't like to share that he has Tourette's. It's something that actually embarrasses him. Mm-hmm. He's 19. Mm. He's
already a teenager,
age,
yeah.
You know, where he doesn't. Yeah. And so finally, he just has started to tell people, listen, like, I'm not tweaking out.
Sure.
Like, I have Tourette's. Thank you for bringing it up. And that's kind of how people are. However, I feel is very open. I follow her on social media.
Where are the avocados? Are her handle?
How funny is that? There's a story behind it.
Yeah, she was making grilled cheese and she wanted some avocados to go with it, and she couldn't find anyone. So she's Annie, and so she screamed to the top of her lungs, "Where are the avocados?" No one answered. No one helped her. So she ended up not eating avocados with that grilled cheese. So she just made up her username as a joke, she says. But who knew that it would be so catchy and people really like it?
Yeah, well, I feel like that's what 17-year-olds do.
But what would yours be if you had to change?
It would be Michaela Gordon.
But if you had to just look for, if you had an alt.
Why am I like this?
I think that's a great one for you.
Yeah, actually, I'm not going to take credit. Jeffrey, our producer, just mouthed that. He was like, why am I? And I was like, actually, that's kind of real. But I'm really excited. Her song, Ocean Eyes, is what caught me on to her. It's gorgeous. Her voice is beautiful.
Do you know what's funny? It was written for, she's a dancer, and then she got injured, so she started like pursuing music more. But she wrote that with her, she was written actually by her brother, rather, Phineas O'Connell. It was written for a dance class.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, that's so interesting.
It was written to be used as a dance piece, essentially.
Well, it's beautiful. I could see it as a dance piece for sure. Mm. But that's what turned me on to her, and I'm so excited to see her at our Coachella house because I find her very interesting. She also has a very weird, quirky personality. It's not something that you would... She's not particularly funny. She's not particularly outlandish. Kind of cool.
Some of these younger artists I'm seeing now, there seems to be like kind of an emphasis on this kind of like haunting look. Like they all look a little troubled. Like they look like they're like in thought about something. We've strayed away from like the sexy skin, glittery, big lashes. It seems like a lot of the artists now are a little more natural beauty, you know, kind of singing about their pain or the things that they've experienced.
Well, I think it's because our generation is getting very woke to the fact that...
Wait, which generation when you say ours?
Well, you're not in our generation.
No, I know.
My generation...
Well, I think she's 17, so she'd be the one younger than you.
But my generation, I think, started it.
Millennials
started it.
Yeah.
Not too many years ago, where they were really putting emphasis on body shaming and being a woman but not having to be overly sexual. And then with the Me Too movement, and now with this newer, younger generation, they're saying, like, even though we're women, even though we're men, like, it's much more fluid. Now we have non-binary. Like, you don't need to do all of the stereotypical things that make somebody pretty. They're actually against it.
See what's funny to me? We had this makeup artist in Rent. He was friends with one of the cast members. Nate, we call him Miss John. And he was kind of gender non-binary, or we call him at that era, the language we used was androgynous. We didn't really have language that was like non-binary or anything like that at the time. This is back in the early 2000s. And that being said, it's fascinating now because non-binary people have been around us for generations. It's just the matter of now we have language to better identify how they would like to express themselves. I think what's fascinating to your point is the idea of breaking all the barriers down and just being raw and giving what you give and, you know, wearing clothing that maybe isn't form fitting. You don't have to like show your whole body on stage. It is a departure in pop music from what it used to be. I'm looking at a picture right now, just an oversized t-shirt, basketball shorts, and like Nike high tops.
Yeah.
And that's live and in concert.
Yeah. I mean, listen, even myself, I used to be like the draggiest of queens. You even asked me yesterday, don't you miss your really long nails? I had long, long nails for years. But I think that people are just really wanting to be more natural, be more comfortable.
Certainly saved you a lot of time.
Saved me a lot of money.
And money.
Honey.
Yeah.
Hello. But I applaud her. And
I'm curious to see her live.
Yeah. I've seen videos of her on YouTube. She's really fun live.
Because I always feel like live is so different than when you hear someone's music. We're talking about Billie Eilish. She's a young singer-songwriter, pop singer, about 17 years old. And she's got this debut album it hit number one. It's called When We All Fall Asleep, Where Do We Go?
Yes.
Which is a good question. Where do we go?
Where do we go? I know where I go. I go to sleep. Don't bother me.
Do you wake up a million times in the middle of the night?
I don't. I'm a deep sleep.
I am a light sleeper, I think. I think I'm constantly aware of my circumstances. Like, I can't remember the last time I was out and then woke up in the morning.
Really?
Without glancing over and checking the time or...
Oh, no, that's me. I'm usually out, except that wind almost killed me. Mm. Other than that, I slept like a little baby. All right, well, speaking of traveling in Coachella, that's what we're doing. However, what's it like traveling with your partner? Do we like it? Do we not?
Especially the first time, girl. Ooh, that's rough.
Listen, I have a nightmare of a story, so stick around for the new Channel Q on radio and radio.com.
The Morning Beat with Jay and Michaela.
Welcome back to the new Channel Q. I'm Jay Rodriguez with the very excited and jazzed because of this music and this music only, Michaela Gordon.
Woo!
All right, so listen, we have traveled to places, but we really, honestly, I think San Francisco was probably the only time that felt like you and I were traveling together.
Yeah, for sure.
That was kind of the only really time. But we are headed to Coachella.
Mm.
And Coachella, you know, is a big festival, a lot of drinking, and a lot of couples will be taking this opportunity to travel together for the first time. Do you remember the first time you traveled away with Lisa, and how'd that go?
I do. We went to Hawaii, and it went awful.
Why?
It did. Here's the thing. I feel like you really have to know your partner. And sometimes these are the kind of trips that you need to get to know your partner. What are your strengths? What are your weaknesses? I'm not very responsible. So I'm never going to be the one who remembers to check us in, who remembers our IDs, who gets us there on time. Like, it's not happening.
All right, listen, you're right. And you just hit the nail on the head. The number one complaint is getting overwhelmed by the travel stress, right? This is how you alleviate it. Just even if something goes wrong, put things in perspective. You're on vacation with your partner. So just appreciate the bigger picture and take solace in that. Remain calm, because one person freaking out leads to two people freaking out. Now, some of the things that you have to embrace are some of the things one person wants to do. Maybe your partner doesn't want to do all the same activities.
I feel like a compromise is very important. I feel that me and Lisa have a great way of compromising now, 4 years in. Again, couple months in, you're like, but I really wanted to do that. And I've waited my whole vacation to do something like that. And I don't want to do what you want to do. So you really have to be willing to compromise.
Yeah. But listen, I think this is, I think sometimes you have a cool way to compromise is tell your partner that you'll go with them to something that they want to do that didn't make your original itinerary if they'll do that new activity with you. Try to embrace the new stuff, even if you've never tried it, or offer an alternative for something you like that they can try with you. So everyone does something new.
Yeah. I think you're probably going to talk about this too, but I think patience is really important because I also remember when we got to the hotel room, some people like to take their clothes out and put them in the drawer. Some people
that
like to
me.
Live in a suitcase. Of course.
Are you a suitcase girl?
I am a suitcase
What?
Girl.
Why?
Unless I'm on a gig and I'll hang up all my stuff. Because, you know, it's our gowns and our shoes.
I know my gowns. Of course.
You know the gowns, honey. Okay. But also it depends on, like, for example, Lisa likes to clean the room before the maids come in. in. She thinks it's rude. And I'm like, Lisa, just leave them a really great tip and thank them very much. No way she cleans it before they come in.
You know, one of the trickiest thing is realizing midway through your trip that you're actually just not that compatible.
Oof.
And that's got to be really hard. And a lot of new couples will experience that kind of moment because they've maybe never spent a ton of time together alone. Now, these challenges can bring up a side of your partner that you may never have seen before. And sometimes you won't like it. So sometimes it's better just to test it out for a little bit and do a short weekend getaway first before you think about the 3-week vacation in Europe.
Totally. I think also you need to sit down and think of finances. Who's paying for what? Because I find people tend to go on vacation and then it does get expensive and then you are spending extra money. And then somehow one of the partners is paying for everything and you're like, this isn't cool.
Well, that goes on to the next point, expecting too much from yourself or your partner. It's like maybe splitting the responsibilities or talking about it ahead of time so you know the expectations of how much it's going to financially cost you and what your partner is expecting of this trip. Because people fantasize about these trips and they have their own idea in their mind of what it'll look like.
Hello. Also, I think for gay couples, you guys don't try to wear each other's clothes. Like, bring your own things. There's nothing more annoying than when you have something planned and then they're like, oh, can I borrow that shirt or
guilty.
That hat?
I'm guilty.
I'm totally guilty. I'm saying it because I'm guilty of it. Lisa brings really fabulous wide brim hats and I want to wear them. And she's like, these are mine. Go to your own spot.
Listen, I think sometimes people have different motives for wanting to get away.
Ooh.
You might be going to experience all the adventures. Your partner might want to lay by the pool the whole time. So talking about it ahead of time is really, really good. And the biggest point of all, I think, and I think we might just end here, is running over budget. Having a partner who wants to overspend, who wants to eat out at the bougiest, nicest places.
Exactly.
And you're sitting there quiet because you've never talked about that before. And in your real life back home, you maybe don't do that.
Yeah. Also make sure that you and your partner are sexually compatible because nothing's worse than when you're on vacation and you're like, come on, we're on vacation. And they're like, yeah, that's the point. We're on vacation. Get away from me. It's important to really make sure that you're compatible in a lot of ways.
Do you feel like you lose or gain libido on vacation?
I feel like I gain libido only because my regular life is so hectic that I really try to make our vacation time the little vacations that we've ever taken because we're always working.
Romantic time?
Definitely.
So what's the truth about this weekend? Because you did promise you'd come out with me, so we're going to watch Drag Race.
I'm your
girl. Okay.
But I'm not giving it up, Jay. I'm sorry. I'm in a relationship.
I get that, but I'm just saying, if you're so busy having sex with your partner, you might not have time.
I meant you, Jay. I can't. Oh. I'm busy and I'm in a relationship, okay?
We'll put the do not disturb sign on our own doors. Lisa can't come in. Sorry, Lisa. Family bonding.
Sorry. We're just watching, our TLC shows.
Well,
very
if
busy.
You are traveling with your partners, we hope you have a smooth weekend. Remember, manage expectations. Talk before and keep it a short weekend at first if you've never traveled together just to test the waters.
That's right. And if you're excited to do drugs at Coachella, don't bring your partner because that could also be really, really a headspace messed up.
Or just say no.
Oh, dare.
Yeah.
Way to bring in dare.
Yeah. It's been a little callback.
Whoa.
Yeah. Nancy Reagan. She's good for something, I guess.
The Morning Beat with Jay and Michaela.
Michaela, did you do your therapy this week or are you missing it?
No, I had to miss it this week.
Uh-huh.
But I have to tell you guys something about therapy.
Tell me about it.
I never liked going.
Mm-hmm.
But I have this therapist I really, really enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really helpful for me.
Yeah.
I really, really like it. And even like I notice myself daily being like, hey, do you want to do that? It's really helpful with me and Lisa, my partner. I can't recommend therapy enough.
Yeah, I think it's great. So we have Therapy Thursdays here, and we're so lucky because we have the official host of Loveline, which airs Monday through Thursday from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Pacific time here on Channel Q. We are the official home of Loveline with Dr. Chris Donahue, double PhD, and we're thrilled that he's joining us right now. Welcome back to the show, Chris.
What's up?
Hi, Doug.
So, Dr. Chris, we are heading to Coachella this weekend, and you know, there's going to be a lot of partying and stuff. And so one of the things that I wanted to talk about along the lines of covering people who have never been in these kind of environments before is how to keep yourself safe when there's liquor or substances involved in these environments. And so I want to talk to you a little bit about that because I know that oftentimes everyone goes with the best of intentions, but you know, they can do things that'll alter their state and it's tricky to make decisions, even decisions around consenting to, you know, a behavior that might be of a sexual nature. So I want to just pick your brain on this and find out what you think about these kind of moments.
Yeah, it's a really important topic, and I'm actually thankful you guys are covering this. So a couple things. Number one, just the general plan should be know that your tolerance is going to be different when you're out in the sun all day and you're exhausted. Mm-hmm. So eat a lot, hydrate, and I also want to remind people, like, look out. It's 2 points. One, look out for your friends. Yeah. Keep your friends with you. But number two, be an adult. It's not fair or fun to be that person where your friends have to look out for you the whole time and caretake you.
Thank you.
So drink responsibly. But in terms of consent, which is kind of the more important issue, it's not understood very clearly. And you have to know that consent has to be overt. It has to be ongoing, and it has to be enthusiastic.
Wait, say that again. I like those three things. Yeah. Say that again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If someone giving consent has to be clear, it has to be enthusiastic, mm-hmm. and it has to be ongoing, meaning people are allowed to change their minds. So you have to keep checking in.
Right.
I want to ask you a question, Doc, because I feel like this sometimes gets intimidating for people. If you guys are tuning in, we're doing Therapy Thursdays with our very own Dr. Chris Donahue. What if somebody's offered, you know, drugs or extra amounts of alcohol, or they don't drink? What's a really nice, assertive way to decline? Because sometimes
people don't
feel comfortable doing it, but they feel embarrassed to say no. What is the
verbiage? There's always pushers. There's always people like, oh, come on.
Oh, yeah. Well, first off, always decline. Do not take a drink or drug from someone you don't know. You are taking a huge risk, not just even about consent and safety, but also about death and overdosing, because you don't know what's in there, and they might not either. So decline. And the way you decline, it's not going to be necessarily polite. You just affirmatively say, no, I'm solid. Pass.
You know, that's so funny, because it's interesting how that's our knee-jerk response, is to say we don't want something, and in our minds, we first go to, oh, how can I say this politely? It's funny because I'm the same way.
Yeah, I've gotten myself into situations, and I feel like I'm pretty confident. I feel like I usually can speak my mind, but I have found myself, when someone's like, here, do you want this? Immediately, my body freezes up, and I know I don't, but I'm like, okay. You know, it's like the first thing you think.
But this is what's unfortunate. Yeah. Is it's always, you know, we're always talking about the person on the receiving end and how to say no and how to be polite. How about the person on the assertive end? Stop being pushy. Mm-hmm. Like, I want to say this to everyone listening. Don't push drugs and alcohol on people.
Right.
You know, and know that consent is a struggle when you're drinking. Like, that's what I get nervous about. Because there's a difference between intoxication and being completely incapacitated.
Right.
And we struggle to know the difference. But if someone doesn't seem able to speak coherently or walk on their own, or they look like they're passing out, they can't consent to anything.
Right.
You're stepping into dangerous legal territory.
Hello.
Yeah, and I think there's a lot of times where in these kind of environments where people maybe been after a long night of drinking or even day drinking in the sun, I think, you know, like I liked what you said about the consent must be ongoing, because at first something might feel like a good idea, and then you're in the middle of it and you're like, whoa, I really don't want to be doing this. You get flashes of like sobriety and you're like, wait. It's important.
Well, we call that blanket consent, and you can't give that. You can't say, I'm interested in having sex, and I say yes to whatever happens after this. It's like, no, every act requires an affirmation of some kind. Like,
totally.
Do you want to make out? We're making out. Do you want to have intercourse? Yes. Do you want to have oral? Like, you have to ask these things, especially if people are drinking.
Yeah, I feel like that's been the most difficult thing in some of these sexual assault cases, because people have been like, yeah, let's make out. And the next thing you know, they're passed out or they're incoherent, and they just take it too far.
Yeah, and they're like, oh, you said I could make out with you. And then, yeah, I didn't say the rest of it could happen. Yeah.
And remember, even if both parties are drinking, the person who initiates is the one that's going to be held legally accountable, no matter how much you're both drinking.
Thank you so much, Dr. Chris Donahue. You can catch him Monday through Thursdays right here on Channel Q from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And pick up his book, Rebel Love. It's available everywhere books are sold.
That's right. Now stick around, because we'll have news on the beat coming up next. And then find out if we're packing faux pas or oh yas for Coachella with our celebrity stylist, Daniel Musto.
The Morning Beat with Jay and Michaela.
I am 1 hour closer to getting on the road and heading to the Channel Q Coachella house, where we'll experience live performances from some really incredible people. Michelle will be there. Some other folks that I'm really excited to see, like Billie Eilish. and Paul Francis. I mean, just all this.
Jalen Francis.
Yeah, but Paul Francis, his cousin, who's also family. He's gay. He's really sexy.
Oh, I didn't know this.
No, I'm just making it up because I messed
I
up his name.
I can't stand you.
Paul Francis would be the guy. He's actually is a friend of mine. He is an actual model. But that being said, I'm really excited about this Coachella weekend. I've never really been to a festival of this shape, and I actually won't be going to the festival. I'm just keeping it real and just going to the Coachella Channel Q House. That's
but
it.
A lot of people feel that way. I've talked to a lot of people, and they say, no, we don't want to go for the whole festival.
Oh,
we
by
just
the way,
go to the houses and party hop.
That's what I learned is a thing. So my friends who said they went to Coachella, they didn't.
Yeah, they just go to the houses.
Yes, they go to the parties.
I know, that's smart. It's the best way to do it.
Well,
it's
if the artists are going to be at the party anyway performing, who cares?
And you get a more intimate interaction with them.
I mean, hope so. There's a lot of bathrooms I can... I'm just kidding.
Okay, you know what? You've taken it too far.
All right, we'll take
it. You get one hat.
Yeah, well, speaking of taking it far, there's an opportunity for people to head to New York City for Pride, isn't there?
There absolutely is. Yes, if you want to win a trip to New York City with you and your buds, thanks to Shopper Hopper and Channel Q, all you need to do is head on over to wearechannelq.com for your chance to win. And of course, keep listening to the new Channel Q for all the details. That way you and your buddies can just drink, have
a
great time.
I mean, it's everything. It's like you and a friend, airfare and four-night hotel stay. I mean, when does that ever happen?
Can we sign up for that?
I wish we could.
All right. Well, in other news, let's get into news on the beat. Now, Vardan Aurora writes songs from his own experiences. For the last 3 years that he's been releasing pop music, a lot of those experiences had to do with fear and dejection, despite his songs' seemingly cheerful melodies. However, he has decided to make a new change. Aurora released his brand new song, January, on Wednesday, a sprightly, shimmering track about what it means to be deeply in love with another person. Now, between the glitchy 8-bit beat and the sweeping synth, Aurora lets his lover know exactly how he feels. The song is the start of what Aurora calls a new era for him, along with working on a very, very exciting project due out next month. The singer also recently played his first live set in New York City, which he says was an astounding experience. I'm trying to choose excitement over fear, he says. It's sort of a new motto for me. Now, to hear the full song, head on over to wearechannelq.com. Now, it's been more than a year since Ben J. Pierce halted his career as a professional YouTube star to transition into his true passion, music. Now performing under the name Miss Benny, Pierce is ready to show the world why he decided to change course. On Wednesday, Miss Benny released his new single, Every Boy, a glimmering, dreamy pop jam that sees the star dedicated to his mission to make out with as many guys as possible. In a post on his Instagram page, Benny revealed that Every Boy is one of his favorite songs he wrote that shaped the sound of his upcoming singles and EP. It's about doing all the things I dreamed of when I was a tiny Texas gay teen. My mantra, he wrote. I hope the song ends up being as special to you as it has been for me. Also, big, big congratulations to my sweet Benny boy. He's going to come in and visit with us because he booked a really great pilot with Eva Longoria where he's starring in it. It's called Glamorous, and so we want to bring him in and talk about that as well, but he's such a little angel. I just love that boy. All right, moving on. A California city has devised a colorful way to protest the opening of a Chick-fil-A at its local airport. The San Jose City Council voted Tuesday to surround the anti-gay restaurant at the Mineta San Jose International Airport with rainbow and transgender flags, reports the Mercury News. The idea came from a former county supervisor, Ken Yeager, a gay man who thought the flags could be used as a counter signal to the discrimination supported by Chick-fil-A. The chain's philanthropic arm made headlines recently after its tax returns indicated it donated nearly $2 million to anti-LGBTQ organizations in 2017. Prior to the vote, activists had gone to City Hall Tuesday to file a protest against the airport Chick-fil-A, which is currently under construction and is slated to open next month. Now, other airports like the Buffalo Niagara International Airport and the San Antonio International Airport had decided to ban Chick-fil-A after the news of the anti-LGBTQ donations. So those are some of the fun stories that we wanted to share with you that are important to us that you know. Now, when we come back, it is most definitely festival season, particularly Coachella, but we don't always know what to wear, even though we're the gay station and we know everything. We don't know how to dress. So we need our expert, Daniel Musto, celebrity stylist, joining us for a little round of oh yeah or faux pas, guiding us into what we should wear for Coachella. We'll be right back for the new Channel Q on radio and radio.com.
The Morning Beat with Jay and Michaela.
Welcome back to the new Channel Q. I'm Jay Rodriguez and Michaela Gordon, and we are stoked that it is Coachella weekend.
That's right.
Getting our festival gear together has been a bit tricky, and so we needed a little assistance. Now, the stagecoach has happened. There are people who've gotten all gussied up for that. White party, dine up, but it seems like every festival has its own specific aesthetic. So we brought in our fashion expert, Daniel Musto, celebrity stylist, to talk with us about Coachella fashion. So welcome back to the show, Daniel Musto.
Hi, everybody. Happy Coachella week.
Yeah, happy Coachella.
Happy Coachella, cutie. Now, listen, I'm so excited because I feel often so inspired by your looks. You have been to every music festival, so you know that you can wear many different things, and not every outfit works for every music festival. So tell us specifically what we need to be prepared for with Coachella.
Do we need to maybe play some Oh Yeah or Faux Pas?
Oh, I love it.
I feel like I miss that competitive spirit.
Me too.
All right, let's start with a style that our little Miss Britney Spears started about 20 years ago, and that's the jean cutoff shorts. I know Jessica Simpson hopped on in the 90s and 2000s, but our girls are still wearing them. Do we think Faux Pas or Oh Yeah?
Denim shorts. That are like ripped off. Yeah, I'm going to say that's a Oh Yeah.
Same.
Michaela.
Yeah, same. Oh Yeah.
I will agree with you. I feel like they are more timeless than Converse sneakers.
I agree.
You know, the hemline changes, but I like them when the booty hangs out, no matter what your booty looks like.
Me too. And I've been doing some extra squats. So, Daniel, I'm going to impress you this weekend.
I've seen that bikini body on Instagram, and I can't wait to touch it. In honor of the 70s and our Woodstock days, do we like bell-bottom jeans for men and women?
I'm actually confused about this because this would be one of those things where I would have gone out thinking I'm going to shop for Coachella. To me, I'm not necessarily sure that bell-bottoms at Coachella in the desert, it's going to be hot. Maybe at night it'll get a little chilly and the bell-bottom will make sense. I'm going to say faux pas.
I'm going to say faux pas.
All right, I'm going to agree with you. Although we've seen a bunch of our Victoria's Secret angels wearing them at Coachella in the past few years, I just think it's filthy. I think you're asking for a dirty bottom, if you know what I mean.
Agreed.
I agree. I also think, let's get real, none of us are Victoria's Secret angel models, so it definitely doesn't fit us like that.
All right, what about fanny packs? Are we liking a little,
yeah.
Okay, now, Daniel, this is tricky because I've already packed two. So if you tell me that I have to unpack them, I'll be very upset. So I'm going to say Oh Yeah.
I'm saying Oh Yeah, but not the old school kind. There's some pretty cool new fanny pack styles that I'm down for.
All right, I'm going to say Oh Yeah as long as it matches your outfit. I don't like when somebody whips out just the fanny pack they have. And another fun thing that I'm loving right now are lanyards around your neck that you can kind of attach a wallet or your ID to, so you have a little bit more of like a neck accessory. And there's these really cool ones by Sawa Life, SAWA, that are made by these women in Africa, and they're hand beaded, and they're like the coolest things ever. So there's different ways to carry your ID and whatever else you're bringing to Coachella. But I definitely am okay as long as it matches.
Fantastic.
Good.
Looks like we're doing well so far.
What do we think of a windbreaker?
A light windbreaker.
See,
jacket.
This is tricky because it's going to be windy.
Here's the thing. We're with Daniel Musto. If you're just tuning in, he is our professional celebrity fashion stylist icon. I'm going to say yes on a windbreaker.
I'm going to say yes on a windbreaker, too.
All right. So in a land where everyone's making out with strangers, the people in the windbreaker should get all the attention because they are the ones who are going to make a great boyfriend or girlfriend for you when you're actually back home after Coachella because they think ahead. These are the people you should be hanging out with.
Windbreakers.
So make out with those in the windbreakers. And they also fold up really small, and you could shove it in your fanny pack. So we're mixing two trends.
Okay, now I have one more thing I have to pack. Got it.
So now we have, what about Doc Martens? I know we've talked about them in the past.
Yes.
General trend.
For Coachella, we're saying? Doc Martens for Coachella.
Yeah,
in my mind, they're more a Burning Man thing, but maybe there's crossover, so I'll go with Oh Yeah.
I'm going to say Oh Yeah, because even though they're a chunky shoe, I feel like it's super comfortable and it kind of keeps the dirt out. And our girls can wear their florals and our boys can wear their florals, it kind of adds a little bit of a juxtaposition there to make it more stylish. All right, what about the maxi boho skirts? I know Paris Hilton has worn them before with those hip bones hanging out before. What do we think of a boho maxi skirt?
I think for Burning Man, it's cute.
For Bernie, we're talking about a Coachella.
I'm sorry, Coachella.
I don't know what a boho maxi skirt is, so I'm taking a shot in the dark here on that one, but I'm going to say boho skirt. Boho
it's
chic
like
sounds like
popular,
right for Coachella.
It was popular like in the 90s, remember? And it was the floral that maybe like moms used to wear, even like the girls. And it sometimes goes here and then it's long and flowing.
All right, I'll say, oh yeah.
I'm going to say faux pas.
How dare you?
No, show some leg, and if you're not going to show some leg, wear some jeans so that you can show a little bit more shape. Because the best photos you're going to take at Coachella are when the sun sets, and you want that sun shooting between your legs behind you for the best shot. So on the boho skirt.
Fantastic.
Okay. What about palm tree print? Do we like palm tree print? People wearing a palm tree print.
Now, that is my duvet and my pillowcase are palm trees, and I like them in bed. I'm not sure I like them on people. They feel a little Miami to me and a little labored and forced, so I'm going to say faux pas.
Same.
I'm going to say faux pas as well. I mean, you're among the palm trees. Stop trying to repeat the
hello.
Repeat the style.
So don't try to undo. All right, well, listen, we are with Daniel Musto, our fashion icon, celebrity stylist. We cannot wait to see you at Coachella. We are so thankful that you helped us find our oh yeah and faux pas, and we will see you this weekend.
Yeah.
I can't wait to hold you both. I can't wait to take photos. Let's have a blast, and everybody be safe and drink a lot of water.
Thank you. We'll be right back with a new Channel Q on radio and radio.com.
The Morning Beat with Jay and Michaela.
Now listen, a lot of us used to hashtag Nocella. This year, I can't use that hashtag because I'll be at Coachella.
Let me tell you something.
Sort of.
I did a very shady post a couple of years ago, and I was like, we get it. You're going to Coachella.
And now you represent that remark.
Now I'm that person.
You're literally going to the Channel Q Coachella house, which I think is the best way to party. We'll be there with all the celebrities. You'll be able to see all the people you know and love. Open bar. It must be 21 and over to enter to get that. And all week, we've had a lot of people enter. So we'll see who's going to be there. All our celebrity friends, including those performing at the festival, will be there for this nonstop pool party, open bar, just jamming out, enjoying the times, and we'll be broadcasting live Friday, Saturday, and Sunday from the Channel Q Coachella house with our fam from K-Rock and Amp. They're going to be there as well. We're super excited, but we recognize many of you out there are going to be going to a festival, perhaps it's Coachella, or any kind of outdoor festival near you, and so there's a little list of what they think is appropriate for you to kind of be aware of when you're going to this kind of thing. Now, we talked about fashion all week long. We've been talking about our Coachella fashion, and it's kind of a mixed bag of kind of feathery headdresses, outrageous costumes, kind of a groovy throwback in their accessories. Basically, express yourself. Express the fringe, lean into your inner Penny Lane, whatever you do, just keep your shoes closed toe and walk proof because there's a lot of walking. And if your toes are out, they're going to get trampled. I'm going to repeat this again. Do not wear flip-flops or sandals where your toes are out thinking you're trying to be cute. Don't do it. Go with drama-free footwear. Another thing, bring an empty water bottle because the actual fairgrounds are actually flush with filling stations so that you can refill your water bottle and save you money and save you the wait time on those lines.
That's amazing. That's such a good thing that they
especially
have that.
The desert.
Because you are in the desert and water is expensive. And if you only have $6, you're buying that beer, not that water bottle.
Who are you telling?
It's perfect.
Yeah. Other things they're saying, which can also be doubled as a fashion accessory, a bandana.
Ooh.
In the event of a likely event based on the winds that are happening all over the country right now, an event of a dust storm, it's going to be your saving grace because let me tell you something, when the heat hits during the day, you just soak it in some water and tie it around your neck to cool you off and then put it over your face in case there's like a windstorm. Hats and sunglasses, strongly encouraged because for most of you guys, you're going to be there for hours on your feet under the relentless sun. It's non-forgiving.
Yeah, that's right. You guys, here's another really good tip. Buy your merchandise on the first day. I know it's so easy to be like, oh, I'll buy it when I come back. I don't want to walk around with all my stuff. But if you're in love with it, make sure you buy it. Take the extra time to take it back because it's going to be gone and
usually,
you're going to be so upset.
I'm that guy. I'm like, no, I don't want to hold on to it today. I'll just get it later.
Why do you think I'm giving you the tip?
Later.
All the time.
Later never comes.
Later never comes.
By the way, a backpack is the way to go. Forgo the purse. Don't do it. Do a satchel or backpack or a fanny pack. Something that allows you to have your hands free. Now, for many of you who have sensitive ears, consider bringing earplugs because depending on where you're standing, it could be incredibly loud. So you don't want to have to be in that kind of situation where the next day you're hearing like a ringing in your ear.
That's right. This is a really good tip that I read. Bring a small flashlight because not only is it essential for Coachella Catholic campers, but a small flashlight is very useful for the festival as well. You know, it gets dark, you're looking for your friends, maybe the area is not well lit. That way you can find anything. If you drop something, you can find it very easily. If you step on something, you can see it's a rock and not a killer cockroach.
A killer cockroach in the desert.
Oh, God. It just scares me, the thought of it. I'm not going to lie. Also, beware of the beer garden. As fun as it sounds, you're not at Vanderpump Garden in Vegas. You are at Coachella for $8 beers at 10 a.m. in the hot sun. You don't want to throw up. You don't want to do any damage to your wallet. Day drinking is fun until it hits 7 p.m. and then you're hammered on the grass.
Here's another thing, too. Bring some cash with you. Don't get caught up in the exorbitant ATM fees within the festival grounds. Mm-hmm. Hit up a bank on your way to the festival with enough cash to get you through your eating and your drinking habits for the full day. Or even if you're smart, just do it for the full weekend.
This is a really good note, too. Bring allergy medication. Jay and I have terrible allergies.
Good, yes.
So good. And you wouldn't think, but sitting on grass, when's the last time you like sat and rolled around on grass when you were like 7 years old playing, you know, somersaulting?
Yeah, and it's
as a grown adult, you're going to get itchy.
And it's the desert and there's lots of winds kicking up all that pollen, everything that's been pollinating since we have so much rain in Southern California. Commute smart, guys. You know, listen, it's going to be a lot of traffic. Traffic is going to be a nightmare. So if you are going to use an Uber, remember, traffic's going to be crazy. Allow yourself extra time if you tell people you're going to meet them somewhere.
That's right. Also, you guys, listen, we know you want to have fun, even smoke a little weed, do your thing. It's legal, but don't buy or sell drugs to or from strangers.
Mm-mm.
Just watch yourself. Be really careful. And while you're protecting yourself, make sure you've got condoms and all the things that you need to be safe all weekend long. I said condoms.
What is that?
I don't know. I've never used one.
Because you're a lesbian.
True.
Also, just be reminded, it is a desert, right? It's something that's about you guys know the basic rules. Make sure you're staying hydrated. Get out of the sun if you need to. Have some common sense. I know that everyone's in vacation mode and party mode, but you want to do so safely. And most important, and this is the number one tip I have for every listener right now, make sure you head on over to the @WeAreChannelQ Instagram story so you can see what Mikayla and I are up to all weekend long.
That's right. We have so many looks for you. We have so many fun things planned for you. We have a lot of celebrity interviews for you, including Billie Eilish and including Grace and Chance. We'll be talking to a lot of different people, or at least just watching them perform or show up at the house.
Listen, if my Fashion Nova box doesn't come with the things that I shadily ordered offline from this company, I'm be very upset that I won't have my Coachella wares with me.
That's very true. I know. I'm hoping my box shows up too.
Jeez.
We got the same box we're trying to get, which is very important. All right. Now, when we come back, we'll be talking about Palm Springs and Hollywood and how they may be one in the same.
Yeah. Oh, this is good. I know this story. This is a good learning lesson for people. It's a little surprising.
All right. Good. We'll stick around with the new Channel Q on radio and radio.com.
The Morning Beat with Jay and Mikayla.
You know, Mikayla, without Hollywood, it could be argued that there would be no Palm Springs as we know it today.
Oh.
Yeah, listen, here's what happened. Back in the studio picture days, when let's say you would get signed on as talent to Paramount, and you had, like, you're a Paramount girl, and you're going to do all their pictures. It was usually in your contract you couldn't travel more than 100 miles from the epicenter of Hollywood. Guess what's almost 100 miles away from here? Palm Springs.
Wow, really?
So they developed this as sort of a Hollywood getaway spot for the stars. So they have their affairs there. They have their mansions there. And by the way, Palm Springs has the highest concentration of mid-century modern homes anywhere in this country. So when someone looks at someone's house like, that's so Palm Springs. Many people try to restore these modern homes to look like the mid-century modern homes that are there today. In fact, many of them are considered historical landmarks. But these sort of like Hollywood secluded little neighborhoods started popping up, and now they're like gems of residential architecture in Palm Springs.
That's so cool. You know, when when Daddy Lisa and I moved into our little tiny house, the little tiny house that we live in, it's a duplex of four, and they're so small because they were kept for the actors.
That's
little bungalows, right?
And you know, there's several of them near like Sunset Gower Studios, near all the big, there's a bunch of them.
Yeah.
I think they're so desirable to live in.
They are, and we really wanted to make it look mid-modern century kind of style.
Mid-century modern. We have to get this before we see people from there.
Mid-century modern.
There you go.
I did not know though, that it came from Palm Springs, which makes me love it even more because I love that style. I think it's so cute.
Yeah, you know, and it's what's fascinating about it to me is if you start going to some of the restaurants, as we do, as we will this weekend, you're going to start to notice it. There's all these black and white pictures of different Hollywood stars, even like Lucille Arnaz, who's Lucille Ball's daughter with Ricky. You know, she's a Palm Springs native. There's so many. They even have their own Walk of Fame.
Yes, for people. Yeah. Well, you wanted a star.
Oh, I want one. And apparently I need to buy property in Palm Springs to even be considered and have to have excelled in some area to get a star on the Palm. But I think that's achievable. I'm on my way.
It's absolutely achievable. But here's my question. When did it sort of become the gay mecca? Because it was like, now it's so desirable that like a lot of our family, our community live there. And
yeah, so it was a long time oasis for the LGBTQ plus community because of its sort of, you know, the gays always love a good party. And it became sort of this party epicenter and a safe space because we're kind of far, hot out in the desert. Who's going to come arrest us out here? But the truth is, it was just kind of like a lot like Key West, kind of became this underground haven for men to throw these, you know, great parties, you know, where it was invite only and whatever happened before closed doors and before cell phones happened, you know, and so that's why you'll see a lot of pictures. There's even some of the gift shops and stuff that they have in Palm Springs. You'll see a lot of these beautiful black and white coffee table books that give you this kind of throwback moment to an old Hollywood era where everything was chic, where people still dressed up to ride on planes.
I love that. Listen, I still try to dress up when I get on a plane.
Juicy Couture jumpsuit does not count as dressing up.
You know what? That's shed, and Juicy Couture is still very cool.
Can I tell you something really funny? So when I was doing Queer Eye, I had been gifted a Juicy Couture jumpsuit, like the hoodie and the pants.
Oh, they were it.
But the pants were a 32 length, and I was only probably a 30 at the time. I couldn't fill out the pant. So I would roll up the waistband.
Yeah!
Only problem with that and a velour jumpsuit is that in the front, you've got a front wedgie. You've got a moose knuckle, really.
I know you do.
And then I'm walking through the airport, proud as can be, looking like a crazy person.
Yeah, well, I'm 5'2", so I relate, and all I wanted was that little Juicy Couture.
You know what I think you and I need to do?
What?
Get a sewing machine. We talk about these Drag Race girls.
Who's going to sew?
I'm just saying, you and I could go take a sewing class. We can hem our own things.
We could go to Michael's and do a sewing class.
How hard could it be?
I mean, I will find out soon. I can sew in a weave. I can probably sew clothes.
What if we just be able to, we just sew everything from now on?
Just we sew.
And then we sell it in Palm Springs, the original oasis for the Hollywood elite.
That is so stupid.
Well, listen, we're going to have a great time this weekend. I'm super excited about not just the Channel Q Coachella house, but the great dining, the great nightlife that exists in Palm Springs, and all easily accessible from the festival itself. So we'll be having a good time, and we encourage you guys to all stay safe and be mindful.
That's right.
It is a vacation weekend, but you still got to go to work next week, so be good.
All right, guys. Well, when we come back, we got news on the beat, and then we'll be talking about the Palm Springs tramway.
Oh, I love the tramway. So
isn't
good.
It fun? And the tickets we'll be giving away at the Channel Q house. So stick around. We are the new Channel Q on radio and radio.com.
The Morning Beat with Jay and Michaela.
Don't you just love when you are all excited about something and then you pack your bags and you have this feeling you forgot something?
Oh my God, ever since I saw Home Alone where she forgot her own kid,
yeah.
I'm like, you could literally forget anything, Michaela.
What did you guys decide to do with your dogs?
Well, we have, listen, I live in the cutest little area, so our sweet neighbor is going to watch our dogs. Uh-huh. But that's the least of my concern. You know what my biggest issue
What's
is?
What's the biggest issue?
Keeping my curling iron on. It's the biggest thing, and most women will relate.
Oh, you leave it.
When you leave your curling iron on, that's my concern. The dogs are always taking care of.
It should be like an iron then, because there's irons that will just shut themselves off.
Yes, but every woman right now listening and drag queen.
Or man who loves to.
Yeah, anybody who uses a curling iron, honey, let me just make that clear, knows what I'm talking about, because it's the most terrifying feeling.
Well, Justin's girlfriend Lauren does that. Sorry, Lauren.
Yeah, how many people have burned the tile on their bathroom counter? Hello.
Let me tell you something. I am neurotic about putting my blow dryer and flat iron away, but now that I don't really use them because I have a new hairstyle, I have the little Caesar going, I don't really need any product or anything, so I just thought I'd push. I'd look basic and boring, but that being said, it's going to be a hat weekend anyway.
Yeah.
But speaking of which, it is time to switch things up a little bit and go into some news on the beat, which people really want to know about. So, Michaela, what are people talking about?
All right, guys, listen up. The late, great Prince once recorded a song called Sometimes It Snows in April. Well, that time is now in the Midwest, where a big spring storm is dumping heavy snow and producing blizzard conditions. At least 12 states are under storm warnings, but the brunt of it will be felt today in the Dakotas and Minnesota. South Dakota could get hit with 30 inches of snow as the storm makes its way into Canada. Now, of course, getting around will be a nightmare for the 1.6 million people in the storm's path, with travel almost impossible in Nebraska until tomorrow morning. All this snowfall, of course, could lead to more flooding in the region. All right, guys, Vardhan Arora writes songs from his own experiences for the last 3 years that he has been releasing pop music. A lot of those experiences had to do with fear and dejection, despite his song's seemingly cheerful melodies. Oh my God, I can relate. However, he has decided to make a new change. Arora released his brand new song in January. I'm sorry, it's called January, on Wednesday. A sprightly, shimmering track about what it means to be deeply in love with another person. Between the glitchy 8-bit beat and the sweeping synths, Arora lets his lovers know exactly how he feels. Now, the song is the start of what Arora calls a new era for him, along with working on a very, very exciting project due out next month. The singer also recently played his first live set in New York City, which he says was an astounding experience. I'm trying to choose excitement over fear, he says. It's sort of a new motto for me. To hear the full song, head on over to wearechannelq.com. Now, in other news, a California city has devised a colorful way to protest the opening of a Chick-fil-A at its local airport. The San Jose City Council voted Tuesday to surround the anti-gay restaurant at the Mineta San Jose International Airport with rainbow and transgender flags, reports the Mercury News. Now, the idea came from a former county supervisor, Ken Yeager, a gay man, who thought the flags could be used as a counter signal to the discrimination supported by Chick-fil-A. The chain's philanthropic arm made headlines recently after its tax returns indicated it donated nearly $2 million to anti-LGBTQ organizations in 2017. Prior to the vote, activists had gone to City Hall Tuesday to file a protest against the airport Chick-fil-A, which is currently under construction and it's slated to open next month. Other airports like the Buffalo Niagara International Airport and the San Antonio International Airport had decided to ban Chick-fil-A after the news of the anti-LGBTQ donations. Now, moving on, an Argentinian condom company is emphasizing awareness around consent before engaging in sexual activity with a package that requires four hands to get the condom inside, according to CBS. If they don't say yes, it means no. Consent is the most important thing in sex.
Four hands to do what? Wait.
Girl, four hands to get that condom on.
Oh. Yeah. You have to pull the base of the condom to oh.
Yeah.
That takes a lot of work.
Yeah, well, you bet. I guess you're going to really have to figure out in those 2 minutes if you're going to want to have sex or not.
What if you were like me and you had your finger in a splint and you can't, you have one, dud hand?
Well, then you're a virgin. I don't know what you want me to say. You'll never have sex again. Should have broke your finger. Now, if they don't say yes, it means no. The consent is the most important thing in sex. The tagline is the promo video for the consent condom from the Argentinian sex toy retailer Tulipan reads, like a childproof cap for condoms, the package for the consent condom calls for four hands to simultaneously push buttons on each side of the square package to unlock the condom within. It's like a little prize.
I mean, this is like a whole day at the in the arcade. You're like, I need you to press this thing and four hands to break a finger trying to get the condom on.
If your finger wasn't already broke. The consent pack was created in response to statistics released by AHF Argentina that showed that only 14.5% of Argentinian men regularly use a condom. Meanwhile, 65% said they occasionally use them and 20.5% said they never use one, according to the Next Web. Now, when we come back, you guys, we love our Palm Springs fam, and we want to share something that is so fun for you to do.
It's really one of the iconic things to do in Palm Springs. I cannot believe you and I have not done it yet, but maybe we will this weekend.
Maybe we will. So stick around to hear what we're talking about next. We're the new Channel Q on radio and radio.com.
The Morning Beat with Jay and Michaela.
Let me tell you something. I am not scared of heights. When I have a view, for instance, eating at the top of a really tall building, love it. If it rotates, even better.
Are you talking about Vegas?
Sometimes it could be. I like those as well. I mean, the first time I had that was in Toronto at the CN Tower.
Oh, wow.
You have this beautiful dinner, and then while you're eating dinner, you're slowly rotating to get a sort of 360 view of the entire city. It's magical.
That's so fun. I did it one time in Vegas, but I'm not afraid of heights. I'm always looking for really fun things to do.
Oh, then I know what you need to be doing with me this weekend.
Tell
in
me.
Palm Springs, because Palm Springs Airway Tramway is aerial tramway. It's one of the world's largest largest rotating tram cars. It opened way back in 1963, and the tram's 80 passenger cars travel along this breathtaking cliffside of the Chino Canyon from the Valley Station, which, by the way, is about 2,600 feet up in the air, to the Mountain Station, which is about 8,500 feet up in the air. And it only takes about 10 minutes to do that trip. But at the top, oh my God, Michaela, it's insane. So I brought on someone who I want to talk to you a little bit about this, because I'm pitching you this as a little work husband, work wife trip, and I think this will be really fun for us.
Okay.
So on the line, we've got the PR manager for the Palm Springs Aerial Tramway, Kara Youngman. Kara, thank you for joining us.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So now, anyone who's been to Palm Springs have seen kind of little, you can kind of see the tramway in the distance, and some people have been a little scared or intimidated to go. What can you tell us about the experience? Because I hear it's just magical.
It is. You know, we do go up, you have a 6,000 foot elevation gain in 10 minute ride, but the views are phenomenal. You go up Chino Canyon, like you mentioned, and it's a granite mountain. You see the striation in the granite is so pretty,
wow,
as well as views all across the Coachella Valley. And on very, very clear days, you see all the way out to the Salton Sea. For those who are familiar with the area, it's just gorgeous. There's nowhere like it anywhere close to us. So, and it's the only place in the winter that you can actually access snow without driving.
Oh,
whoa, that's really cool. And you guys actually have something really fun happening. It's the Easter Sunrise Service at the tram, and those go on sale, tickets for that, on May 1st, and they're valid through August 31st. So it's kind of like a family affair, too.
Well, actually, the May 1st through August 31st is our summer passes.
Oh, the summer passes, so, right.
Yeah.
And Easter would just be Easter.
Easter is just Easter morning. So the first tram up for that is at 4:45 a.m. So
Those
early birds that like to catch that service, it's the only day of the year that you can catch the sunrise at the tram. So it is absolutely beautiful. You get up there before the sun rises. We have a duo of musicians that come and sing their hearts out. Then we have Pastor Robert Sneed delivering the inspirational message. And then everyone goes on the patio and enjoys that sunrise. Then they come in and you can enjoy breakfast at the top of the tram. And then you have all day to either stay and hike around or go enjoy your Easter with the rest of your family.
So now, when people get to the top, I want to just make sure that people hear this. When they get to the top, Kara, let's say they get there and they're not much of a hiker. I mean, there's a restaurant, there's a cafe, a gift shop. Is there a bar? Like, what can people at the top who are maybe not so sporty do?
Oh, yeah, definitely a bar, full bar.
I love that Kara was like, there's definitely a bar. I'm like, yeah, sign us up for the sunrise, too. Got it?
Well, for those that are afraid of heights, we have to have something up there to help you out once you get up there. There is the restaurant, the cafeteria, the bar, the natural exhibit area. We show two documentary-style films, one about the history of the tram, which is so fascinating. How do you get a tram in the middle of a granite mountain?
That's what I was thinking. I'm like, how did that even get erected?
Yes. So way back in the 60s, you know, we actually have a video showing that's about 20 minutes, loops all day. And then there's another one on the state park, because behind us is the Mount San Jacinto State Park Wilderness.
Yeah.
And there's 50 miles of trails there. There's beautiful pines. You're in the alpine forest, and you can actually, we have lookouts over the state park if you're not a hiker, don't want to go down.
Yeah.
Just breathe in that crisp mountain air. And then there's also views over the Coachella Valley that can't be got anywhere else.
I have a question, because Michaela Gordon has been with her partner for a number of years. This sounds like the top of this mountain might be a good place for proposals. Do you guys get that often?
We get that all the time. It's so funny. Yeah, we get guys and girls calling saying, hey, I want to propose to my significant other.
Yeah.
And so they do that. The only thing to keep in mind is we can't privatize anything.
Sure.
We're a public agency. So we want the public to enjoy what they've paid for.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but you know, you can either right there on the viewing deck or looking over Coachella Valley, especially at night. The views are so romantic with all the twinkling lights.
Oh.
Or down in the state park under a big pine tree. We have Jeffrey pines out there. Some of our pines are Jeffrey pines, and they smell like butterscotch.
Oh.
They smell their trunk, their bark.
We love that. Well, if you guys are just tuning in, we are with Kara Youngman with Palm Springs Aerial Tramway, and you guys can follow them at Palm Springs Aerial Tramway. Also, head
on
to
Instagram,
their website, pstramway.com.
That's where I found all this beautiful, there's also such great information on there. PS Airway, right? That's what it is?
PS Aerial Tram or Palm Springs Aerial Tramway.
There we
our
go.
Website is pstramway.com.
There we go. pstramway.com. That's the website where I found all the pictures, and you guys have such beautiful, I mean, it's really detailed on the website, pstramway.com. I encourage all our listeners, even if you don't live in Southern California, but you think you're making a trip out here, make sure you make the PS Tramway part of your experience. It's kind of iconic. I don't know if you can go to Palm Springs and not partake in it at least once.
Also, if Lisa, you're listening, Kara Youngman said this is the perfect time to propose. The weather's really nice, and we'll have a lot of people there watching us get engaged. So, Kara, thank you for bringing that up, and Kara, thank you for being here, and Kara, thank you for reminding Lisa to propose to me.
I'm here for you.
We love you, and if you guys are at our Channel Q Coachella house, we will be giving away tickets. You'll have a chance if you are with us, so make sure you let us give you one more gift besides
right.
the Channel Q house. You're going on the tramway.
Kara, thank you so much, and if you want some more information, don't forget pstramway.com. Kara, we'll see you this weekend.
Bye, Kara.
Thank you. Bye.
All right, guys. Well, when we come back, we are just in festival season, but find out what festival might be over thanks to Trump. Stick around. We're the new Channel Q on radio and radio.com.
The Morning Beat with Jay and Michaela.
Welcome back to the new Channel Q. I'm Jay Rodriguez with Michaela Gordon. It is officially Coachella Day. We're all getting our cars and driving to the desert right after this so we can broadcast live from the Channel Q Coachella house. It'll be fun. And I'm super excited to get my looks going. I just realized I may have to get ready somewhat like in my car before we get to the Channel Q mansion. I don't want to try to go like a pedestrian like I come here to work.
I know. Same. I've already done so much. The spray tan is on.
Yeah.
The hair has been blown out.
But there's no hotel yet because we can't check in right away and won't be able to.
No. But we'll put on our clothes really quickly and we're out the door. We'll do our makeup in the car.
Yeah.
And
we'll do that in the parking lot. That's fine.
Coachella, baby. We're going together.
Do you know what? It's another big festival that a lot of people go to because I've never been to Coachella before this weekend. Driving there, I'm not even going to the concert. I'm just going to the Channel Q house because that's going to be the better version for
me.
But a lot of people are really interested in this Burning Man thing. Now, I have a lot of friends who are diehard, from executives who have all the money in the world to people who are waiters and waitresses. I mean, it's just a universally enjoyable experience. Have you gone?
I haven't gone, but I actually gave one of my friends a hard time a couple of years ago, and I was like, Burning Man, come on. She was like, no way, Michaela. It's one of the most spiritual experiences for me. It really grounds me, puts me back into place. I've written some of my best songs, and I've heard that quite a bit.
I don't like stinky. I don't like communal sharing, the idea of trying to forage for different items, and you have one thing and you borrow stuff from your other camp, and it's kind of come and go policy, and you stay in, you know, tents or trailers or can't. And I can't.
I'm going to tell you, I woke up this morning with a little bit of a nightmare.
What is the nightmare?
Fire festival. What if we just got there and it was like Fire Festival on accident? Like, Jay, what would you do?
You mean Coachella?
Yeah, what if for some reason Coachella went wrong? Like, it's been very windy. What if everything just blew away and
we show up and that's it?
And we just can't get back
home. If there's wind, that's great because I've got a lot of sequins on my looks, so it just catches the light ever so beautifully with that fan effect. But get this, the Trump administration wants to put a 10-mile concrete wall around the Desert Festival. This is Burning Man. And raise the ticket prices by $300, which organizers are going to claim that's going to kill the week-long party. Now, again, this is a 10-mile, 19-million-pound concrete barrier, you know, he likes that word, around the Burning Man Festival. Last month, the Nevada branch of Bureau of Land Management released its draft environmental impact statement, which included a number of proposals that it wanted the famous week-long festival to adopt. And the organizers are not pleased. Do you think if there was a big concrete wall around the festival, it would impact people?
Honey, this idea is worse than Fire Festival. No way. That's so stupid to build a wall. It would honestly change the dynamic of everything, I think. And to bring up the price by $300 a ticket, like you said, a lot of executives who have a lot of money may be able to afford that, but not everybody can afford the tickets as is. They save up and they wait a long time to be able to go, and then you're going to up it another $300. It's so inexpensive. And here's the thing about these festivals. It gives people a chance to be cultured. It gives people who can't even necessarily travel or see these bands at any other point one place to really experience something that really benefits their life. And I feel like by adding so much more Michigash, it just makes it worse.
Yeah, a lot of the organizers are arguing that replacing the Bernie Man's current 10-mile fence, which is designed to basically catch trash, with a concrete fence would be a logistical nightmare, environmentally irresponsible, unnecessarily redundant, and prohibitively expensive. It would be way too much money for them to be able to afford to do it. And the concrete wall would block the dust and wind from blowing through the festival, but then would create 10 miles of dangerous dunes. They also claim that the fence would reduce the risk of cars coming into the festival. This is the environmental folks, the BLM, claim that the fence will reduce the risk of cars coming into the festival through the fencing. But by the way, the organizers are saying that doesn't even happen. Like, that's not, it's a non-issue.
Yeah.
Do you think that Trump will get this wall?
Trump is just wall happy. Trump is just trying to build a wall anywhere he can, thinking that some sort of barrier is going to stop people from living their lives and experiencing culture or freedom or helping their families get through. He doesn't understand. People can hop walls. People can go not be stopped by concrete barriers. He's not going to do it. I think he just builds up the hype for people to have something to talk about.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of weird, but
it's a distraction.
Yeah, agreed, agreed. I think that part of it too is that, like, you know, it just seems like part of the Bernie Man Festival itself was it somewhat, you know, felt like you were in this never-ending desert, and as far as the eye could see was sand or dust. And I think if you could see a wall, you're like, what am I, in a theme park?
Yeah, exactly. Totally right. And nobody wants to be, you know, experimenting with maybe drugs or things that help you, you know, go, you know, like shrooms are supposed to help you.
Well, listen, last year, 44 out of 80,000 attendees were arrested at Burning Man, mostly for drug offenses.
Well, you'll really be able to catch them now with your concrete walls everywhere. It's so stupid. I would really like to go, though, actually. Putting all of this aside, it does look like it's so much fun, and the art is incredible.
It's just a public proposal at the moment, but if it does go through, it's going to infuriate a lot of people. Also, it's going to take a lot of time, and I don't know if anyone could afford 90 million pounds of concrete to bring to the desert to form a wall. That would just be, which I don't think they'd be able to do it. They'd just cancel Burning Man.
You're right. All right, you guys. Well, listen, one of my favorite movies is Bridesmaids, particularly when Kristen Wiig is drunk on the plane.
Yeah.
And she keeps calling him Stove instead of Steve.
One of my other favorites is when she's like, can I get a glass of alcohol, please? It's another part.
I'm ready to party, but
with
find
the
out.
The best of them, and I'm gonna go down to the river.
Find out why this drunken lady wasn't as funny on the plane when we come back with a new Channel Q on radio and radio.com.
The Morning Beat with Jay and Michaela.
Welcome back to the new Channel Q. I'm Jay Rodriguez, the very Coachella ready, Michaela Gordon. And listen, we don't have to fly to Palm Springs because it's close enough to drive. It's a couple hours to get there from where we are. So it'll be a smooth drive, just gearing up for all the incredible artists that are going to be at the Channel Q house for Coachella. The mansion, as it was. Are you excited to, like, interlock with our sisters over at K-Rock and Amp?
Yeah, absolutely. Amp is one of my favorite stations that I listen to. Mm-hmm. And K-Rock is iconic. Yeah. So it'll be nice to really come together as Entercom.
I'm curious to see what they're going to do with us, meaning I'm feeling the Channel Q people may be a little bit more sparkly, a little more rainbowy than what they're used to over at the K-Rock, but it'll be fun.
I thought so too. I'm like, everyone's going to be dressed like normal people and we're going to come in and, like,
yeah, outfits.
I actually toned down my look a little bit because I didn't want to embarrass myself.
All right, well, listen, there's some reporting coming out of the Daily Mail. You know, Spirit Airlines, it's kind of like this really low-end airline, Spirit Airways.
Yeah, I fly it all the time. I love
it. Yeah, and so you really, it's a good way to save money, but there was this unidentified woman who was allegedly drunk when she began arguing with a flight attendant on a Spirit Airlines flight from Orlando to Newark. So it's like kind of like a 2-hour flight, so you're stuck in there. And this is back on March 27th. The passengers recorded her unhinged rant in the middle aisle seat. Now, when she noticed all the cameras, she drunkenly yells out, "Record all you bleeping want!" Then she bent over, revealing her butt to everyone, and twerked briefly.
Put her in first class.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, twerking. Listen, for your ticket.
I don't know if Spirit has first class, but the cabin director would cheers.
Let her drive the plane.
When the woman was finally escorted off the plane, the Daily Mail reached out to Spirit for more details about the incident. They weren't given any. But what do you think about people who are overserved on aircrafts? Do you think that they should be ejected, or do you think they should be, like, just they paid for their ticket, they should stay?
Listen, I never judge anybody who overdrinks, okay? Trust me, if I judged people, I'd hate myself. Oh, wait. No, I'm just kidding. But I do think that if they are becoming a disturbance on the flight, yeah, you got to take them off, let them sit it out for an hour or so.
I just wonder what she was up to. What were you up to at the airport where you're this wasted? We're causing this much of a scene. You see the cell phone shooting you.
Well, sometimes people are so deathly afraid to fly that they'll take a couple drinks. I used to date somebody that used to have to get almost hammered to just get on the plane because they were so terrified.
Right.
So maybe that's why. Maybe she was on her way to a funeral. Maybe she just got broken up with her boyfriend. I mean, there's ways to think, you know what I'm saying? But also, people don't always know how to deal with their alcohol. And so she was twerking and dancing. Maybe she was trying to reenact Bridesmaids.
It's just to me like one of those moments where your common sense has to kick in at some point. I don't know if it's because I've got a very high bar for what I'm willing to allow people to witness me doing. Like, I have a very high tolerance for liquor because I don't ever want to be visually out of control in public.
No, I think you're different than most people because you're also in the public eye.
Yeah.
I've noticed too, and you feel like you've had too much to drink.
I'm like, bye.
You're like, hey, gotta go. It's time to go to bed. A lot of people aren't like that, especially if they're like alcoholics or something. They don't know how to stop
it. My best friend Adam, he doesn't drink, or he's not drinking right now, so he's going to be here at Coachella weekend with us, and he'll just be there for the conversation, the music, and the food. So for me, I'm like, listen, if he's not going to be drinking, then I guess I, you know, maybe curb my drinking a little bit. But that being said, it'll be interesting to have a sober eyes on the weekend.
Yeah, that'll be fun. Do you ever feel intimidated when you're drinking and somebody's sober?
Sober is different sometimes for me as opposed to someone who's like, oh, I'm just giving up for Lent or I'm giving it up for a diet. Because sober is like, oh, that might be triggering. But if I talk to the person, they're like, oh my God, so not an issue. Then I comfortably drink around them. But if I'm like, is this okay? I always ask if I know that they're actually sober, meaning like, you know, alcohol is a trigger for them. Some people will be very honest and be like, yeah, I just prefer you didn't. Or some people who might just be very secure in their sobriety and be like, oh my God, you drinking is not going to impact me at all.
Yeah, I agree. I feel like sometimes in the past when my friends weren't drinking, I'd be like, oh God, is it weird if I drink? Like if I'm dancing on the tables, is that going to be weird for the sober person?
Right.
But yeah, I feel the same way. If they're respectful and they're like, no, it's all good, live your
life. Do you have warning signs that other people can clock where they're like, oh, Miguel is getting a little... Do you have something that is a good sign that you might be heading down a bad path?
Lisa says that when my eyes look a certain way, it's time to take me to home.
Ooh.
Like my eyes just get super, super glazed over and they get a little heavy, and then she's like, okay, that's her time to go home. But like you, I don't want to jinx myself, but I do tend to try to remember I'm in public, and I'd hate to run into somebody that I know that I would not want someone to see me like completely hammered.
Yeah.
So I tend to watch it. And then when I start to feel it, I put myself right to bed.
Got it.
Yeah. All right. Well, when we come back, we've got news on the beat. And then the Morning Beat
with Jay and Michaela.
Welcome back to the new Channel Q. You are listening to us as we approach Coachella weekend in the Channel Q house. We're so excited to get there. It's going to be a party beyond parties. I mean, it's literally one of the times in our lives where we're trying things that are new. I've never been to one of these Coachella houses before, which are basically like the fun parties before people go off to the festivals at night. And let me tell you something, I am so excited. Now, I'm a little nervous because there will be us, K-Rock, Amp, different types of folks all in one space with all my gayness, and we'll see how they receive me.
They're going to take you in, Jay. They're going to take you in like a nice fine wine.
Do you think I'll find love in a hopeless place like Rihanna says?
No.
Okay, well, all right. Well, it's time for some news on the beat then. Michaela, what are people talking about?
All right, guys. Well, the Addams Family is creepy, kooky, and accepting of LGBTQ diversity. A new trailer of the children's animated film, The Addams Family, showcases several sketches of the average American family. The first portrait is a white family. The second is a multiracial family. And the third and fourth appear to show same-sex couples with kids and pets. Now, it's not clear if the new film, which comes out in October, will also include LGBTQ characters. Co-directors Greg Tiernan and Conrad Vernon infamously featured a queer taco shell voiced by Salma Hayek in their animated 2016 Seth Rogen film Sausage Party. Now, the cast of The Addams Family also includes many allies, such as Charlize Theron, Chloe Grace Moretz, Bette Midler, and Allison Janney. Of course, LGBTQ people have long related to the upper class, but eccentric members of the Addams family who have a history of spurning what it means to be normal. The 90s film directed by Barry Sonnenfeld and starring Raul, Julia, Angelica Houston, Christopher Lloyd, and Christina Ricci frequently made fun of heteronormative society. I have to say, that's actually one of my favorite movies. I watched it not too long ago, and I love it. Hmm. All right, moving on. Kim Kardashian West has legal ambitions. The reality TV star wants to take the California bar exam in 2022, she said in an interview with Vogue. Kardashian West said she began a four-year apprenticeship with a law firm in San Francisco last summer. She also played a key role in the release of Alice Marie Johnson, the 63-year-old woman who served 21 years of a life sentence for a non-violent drug charge.
Do you know she was on a court show and she played, it was on that show like Drop Dead Diva?
No!
Yeah, it was. She was like one of the girls' like best friends, whatever, but it was like, the girl played a lawyer and all that stuff. I think this is a good move for Kim Kardashian West because her father was a lawyer.
I think it's great.
So I'm like, she's getting older in her 30s. She probably wants a more stable career than having to take Instagram pics all the time and starve herself or get a surgery or whatever she does.
Yeah, the girl just wants to eat.
Yeah, and I think if she has the president's ear and she can get the ear of politicians and sound smart doing it, do it.
I totally agree. And listen, Kardashian has been working with lawyers and activists, including CNN commentator Van Jones, on a national bipartisan advocacy group on criminal justice reform. It's never one person who gets things done, she said. It's always a collective of people, and I've always known my role, but I just felt like I wanted to be able to fight for people who have paid their dues to society. Now, California is one of four states that allows someone an alternate method to take the bar exam other than attending law school. Now, in other news, the Duke and Duchess of Sussex will only announce the birth of their baby once they have had an opportunity to celebrate privately as a new family, Kensington Palace revealed today. I feel like it's a girl. Meghan, who 35 weeks along with her first child, is expected to have a midwife-led home birth at Frogmore Cottage in Windsor, the new home she shares with Prince Harry on the Berkshire estate. She wants to follow in the footsteps of the Queen, who was born at the Mayfair home of her grandparents and gave birth to all four of her children at either Buckingham Palace or Clarence House. But a friend in America said the Duchess, who still practices yoga daily and has sailed through her pregnancy, is in extremely good health and sees no reason why she could not enjoy a safe delivery in the privacy of the cottage. Now listen, we can't send you to the UK, but where we can send you is New York City, baby, because we have pride and we want to have you and a dear friend of yours have your airfare covered, have your hotels taken care of, and that's thanks to Schafferhofer, who want to make sure that you're living your best life at Pride June 27th through June 30th. All you have to do is head on over to wearechannelq.com for your chance to win, and of course, keep listening to the new Channel Q for all of the details. Now, when we come back, I am literally having Coachella fever, but I want to make sure I got all the right things, and so does Jay. He still has his hat on, so he's very excited about...
Very
you
excited.
Guys don't know this, but he's been wearing this hat since yesterday, and he's really excited about it, so that's we're right. excited about it. But we're going to make sure that hat is perfect because we have our celebrity stylist, Daniel Musto, joining us to play a little game of Oh Yeah or Faux Pas Coachella style. So stick around with the new Channel Q on radio and radio.com.
The Morning Beat with Jay and Michaela.
Welcome back to the new Channel Q. I'm Jay Rodriguez and Michaela Gordon, and we are stoked that it is Coachella weekend.
That's right.
Getting our festival gear together has been a bit tricky, and so we needed a little assistance. Now, the stagecoach has happened. There are people who've gotten all gussied up for that. White party, dine up, but it seems like every festival has its own specific aesthetic. So we brought in our fashion expert, Daniel Musto, celebrity stylist, to talk with us about Coachella fashion. So welcome back to the show, Daniel Musto.
Hi, everybody. Happy Coachella week.
Yeah, happy Coachella.
Coachella, cutie. Now, listen, I'm so excited because I feel often so inspired by your looks. You have been to every music festival, so you know that you can wear many different things, and not every outfit works for every music festival. So tell us specifically what we need to be prepared for with Coachella.
Do we need to maybe play some Oh Yeah or Faux Pas?
Oh, I love it.
I feel like I miss that competitive spirit.
Me too.
All right, let's start with a style that our little Miss Britney Spears started about 20 years ago, and that's the jean cutoff shorts. I know Jessica Simpson hopped on in the 90s and 2000s, but our girls are still wearing them. Do we think Faux Pas or Oh Yeah?
Denim shorts that are like ripped off. Yeah, I'm going to say that's a Oh Yeah.
Same.
Michaela.
Yeah, same. And oh, yeah.
I will agree with you. I feel Ooh. Like they are more timeless than Converse sneakers.
It, oh, yeah. That,
I agree.
You know, the hemline changes, but I like them when the booty hangs out, no matter what your booty looks like.
Me too, and I've been doing some extra squats. So, Daniel, I'm going to impress you this weekend.
I've seen that bikini body on Instagram, and I can't wait to touch it. In honor of the 70s and our Woodstock days, do we like bell-bottom jeans for men and women?
I'm actually confused about this because this would be one of those things where I would have gone out thinking I'm going to shop for Coachella. To me, I'm not necessarily sure that bell-bottoms at Coachella in the desert, it's going to be hot. Maybe at night it'll get a little chilly and the bell-bottom will make sense. I'm going to say faux pas.
I'm going to say faux pas.
All right, I'm going to agree with you. Although we've seen a bunch of our Victoria's Secret angels wearing them at Coachella in the past few years, I just think it's filthy. I think you're asking for a dirty bottom, if you know what I mean.
Agreed.
I agree. I also think, let's get real, none of us are Victoria's Secret angel models, so it definitely doesn't fit us like that.
All right, what about fanny packs? Are we liking a little,
yeah.
you know?
Okay, now, Daniel, this is tricky because I've already packed two. So if you tell me that I have to unpack them, I'll be very upset. So I'm going to say, oh, yeah.
I'm saying, oh, yeah, but not the old school kind. There's some pretty cool new fanny pack styles that I'm down for.
All right, I'm going to say, oh, yeah, as long as it matches your outfit. I don't like when somebody whips out just the fanny pack they have. And another fun thing that I'm loving right now are lanyards around your neck that you can kind of attach a wallet or your ID to. So you have a little bit more of like a neck accessory. And there's these really cool ones by Sawa Life, S-A-W-A, that are made by these women in Africa. And they're hand beaded and they're like the coolest things ever. So there's different ways to carry your ID and whatever else you're bringing to Coachella. But I definitely am okay as long as it matches.
Fantastic.
Good.
Looks like we're doing well so far.
What do we think of a windbreaker?
Windbreaker.
See, jacket. This is tricky because it's going to be windy.
Here's the thing. We're with Daniel Mustro. If you're just tuning in, he is our professional celebrity fashion stylist icon. I'm going to say yes on a windbreaker.
I'm going to say yes on a windbreaker, too.
All right. So in a land where everyone's making out with strangers, the people in the windbreaker should get all the attention because they are the ones who are going to make a great boyfriend or girlfriend for you when you're actually back home after Coachella because they think ahead. These are the people you should be hanging out with.
Windbreakers.
So make out with those in the windbreakers. And they also fold up really small, and you could shove it in your fanny pack. So we're mixing two trends.
Okay, now I have one more thing I have to pack. Got it.
So now we have, what about Doc Martens? I know we've talked about them in the past.
Yes.
General trend.
For Coachella, we're saying? Doc Martens for Coachella.
Yeah, Coachella.
In my mind, they're more a Burning Man thing, but maybe there's crossover, so I'll go with oh, yeah.
I'm going to say oh, yeah, because even though they're a chunky shoe, I feel like it's super comfortable, and it kind of keeps the dirt out. And our girls can wear their florals and our boys can wear their florals, it kind of adds a little bit of a juxtaposition there to make it more stylish.
Totally agree.
Oh, yeah. All right, what about the maxi boho skirts? I know Paris Hilton has worn them before with those hip bones hanging out before. What do we think of a boho maxi skirt?
I think for Burning Man, it's cute.
For Burning, we're talking about Coachella.
Coachella.
I don't know what a boho maxi skirt is, so I'm taking a shot in the dark here on that one, but I'm going to say boho skirt. Boho
it's
chic
like
sounds like
popular,
right for Coachella.
It was popular like in the 90s, remember? And it was the floral that maybe like moms used to wear, even like the girls, and it sometimes goes here and then it's long and flowing.
All right, I'll say, oh yeah.
I'm going to say faux pas.
How dare you?
No, Show some leg, and if you're not going to show some leg, wear some jeans so that you can show a little bit more shape. Because the best photos you're going to take at Coachella are when the sun sets, and you want that sun shooting between your legs behind you for the best shot. So on the boho skirt.
Fantastic.
Okay. What about palm tree print? Do we like palm tree print? People wearing a palm tree print.
Now, that is my duvet and my pillowcase are palm trees, and I like them in bed. I'm not sure I like them on people. They feel a little Miami to me and a little labored and forced, so I'm going to say faux pas.
Same.
I'm going to say faux pas as well. I mean, you're among the palm trees. Stop trying to repeat the
Hello.
Don't try to outdo.
All right, well, listen, we are with Daniel Musto, our fashion icon, celebrity stylist. We cannot wait to see you at Coachella. We are so thankful that you helped us find our Oya and faux pas, and we will see you this weekend.
Yeah.
I can't wait to hold you both. I can't wait to take photos. Let's have a blast, and everybody be safe and drink a lot of water.
Thank you. We'll be right back with a new Channel Q on radio and radio.com.
The Morning Beat with Jay and Michaela.
Welcome back to the new Channel Q. I'm Jay Rodriguez, Michaela Gordon, and we are Coachella ready. And speaking of Coachella, one of the youngest artists I think that is going to be on the roster will be joining us, 17-year-old. First artist born in the 2000s to have a number one album is Billie Eilish. Now, when I heard this name, I thought it was a boy, and I thought it was Billie Irish. But I've heard her music, I think, since now. I feel like since TRL and all that stuff's gone, I don't see enough interviews with musicians anymore. And so I'm just left to kind of find it through Instagram or someone sharing it on Facebook or Twitter. But this, she's a young pop artist, singer-songwriter, and she's going to be actually at the Coachella House. She's the daughter of two actors, which I think is fascinating. But in 2018, she revealed that she has Tourette syndrome. And she opened up about it on her Instagram and said she never mentioned it on the internet because she didn't want people to just focus on her Tourette's every time they thought of her.
Yeah, it's interesting. My little cousin has Tourette's, and one thing that really bothers him is that people have accused him of doing drugs. He doesn't like to share that he has Tourette's. It's something that actually embarrasses him. Mm-hmm. He's 19. Mm. He's
already a teenager,
age,
yeah.
You know, where he doesn't. Yeah. And so finally, he just has started to tell people, listen, like, I'm not tweaking out.
Sure.
Like, I have Tourette's. Thank you for bringing it up. And that's kind of how people are. However, she, I feel, is very open. I follow her on social media. I'm
Where are the avocados are her handle?
How funny is that? There's a story behind
it. Yeah, she was making grilled cheese and she wanted some avocados to go with it and she couldn't find anyone. So she's Annie. And so she screamed to the top of her lungs, "Where are the avocados?" No one answered. No one helped her. So she ended up not eating avocados with that grilled cheese. So she just made up her username as a joke, she says. But, who knew that it would be so catchy and people really like it?
Yeah, well, I feel like that's what 17-year-olds do.
But what would yours be if you had to change your name?
It would be Michaela Gordon.
But if you had to just look for, if you had an alt.
Why am I like this?
I think that's a great one for you.
Yeah, actually, I'm not going to take credit. Jeffrey, our producer, just mouthed that. He was like, why am I? And I was like, actually, that's kind of real. But I'm really excited. Her song, Ocean Eyes, is what caught me on to her. It's gorgeous. Her voice is beautiful.
Do you know what's funny? It was written for, she's a dancer, and then she got injured, so she started like pursuing music more. But she wrote that with her, she was written actually by her brother, rather, Phineas O'Connell. It was written for a dance class.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, that's so interesting.
It was written to be used as a dance piece, essentially.
Well, it's beautiful. I could see it as a dance piece for sure. Mm. But that's what turned me on to her, and I'm so excited to see her at our Coachella House because I find her very interesting. She also has a very weird, quirky personality. It's not something that you would... She's not particularly funny. She's not particularly outlandish. Kind of cool.
Some of these younger artists I'm seeing now, there seems to be like kind of an emphasis on this kind of like haunting look. Like they all look a little troubled. Like they look like they're like in thought about something. We've strayed away from like the sexy skin, glittery, big lashes. It seems like a lot of the artists now are a little more natural beauty, you know, kind of singing about their pain or the things that they've experienced.
Well, I think it's because our generation is getting very woke to the fact that...
Wait, which generation when you say ours?
Well, you're not in our generation.
No, I know.
My generation...
Well, I think she's 17, so she'd be the one younger than you.
But my generation, I think, started it.
Millennials
started it.
Yeah.
Not too many years ago, where they were really putting emphasis on body shaming and being a woman but not having to be overly sexual. And then with the Me Too movement, and now with this newer, younger generation, they're saying, like, even though we're women, even though we're men, like, it's much more fluid. Now we have non-binary. Like, you don't need to do all of the stereotypical things that make somebody pretty. They're against it.
See, you know what's funny to me? We had this makeup artist in Rent. He was friends with one of the cast members. Nate, we call him Miss John, and he was kind of gender non-binary, or we call him at that era, the language we used was androgynous. We didn't really have language that was like non-binary or anything like that at the time. This is back in the early 2000s. And that being said, it's fascinating now because non-binary people have been around us for generations. It's just the matter of now we have language to better identify how they would like to express themselves. I think what's fascinating to your point is the idea of breaking all the barriers down and just being raw. and giving what you give, and, you know, wearing clothing that maybe isn't form fitting. You don't have to like show your whole body on stage. It is a departure in pop music from what it used to be. I'm looking at a picture right now. She's got an oversized t-shirt, basketball shorts, and like Nike high tops.
Yeah.
And that's live and in concert.
Yeah. I mean, listen, even myself, I used to be like the draggiest of queens. You even asked me yesterday, don't you miss your really long nails? I had long, long nails for years. But I think that people are just really wanting to be more natural, be more comfortable.
Certainly saves you a lot of time.
Saves me a lot of money.
And money.
Honey.
Yeah.
Hello. But I applaud her. And
I'm curious to see her live.
Yeah, I've seen videos of her on YouTube. She's really fun live.
Because I always feel like live is so different than when you hear someone's music. We're talking about Billie Eilish. She's a young singer-songwriter, pop singer, about 17 years old. And she's got this debut album it hit number one. It's called When We All Fall Asleep, Where Do We Go?
Yes.
Which is a good question. Where do we go?
Where do we go? I know where I go. I go to sleep. Don't bother me.
Do you wake up a million times in the middle of the night?
I don't. I'm a deep sleep.
I am a light sleeper, I think. I think I'm constantly aware of my circumstances. Like, I can't remember the last time I was out and then woke up in the morning.
Really?
Without glancing over and checking the time or...
Oh, no, that's me. I'm usually out, except that wind almost killed me. Mm. Other than that, I slept like a little baby. All right, when we come back, 6 things to do on your road trip to Coachella. Find out where the new Channel Q.
The Morning Beat with Jay and Michaela.
All right, all right, all right. We are on our way to Coachella in just a few moments, getting on the road to head to the desert in our hippie best, trying to get the feathers and the turquoise right, the hats, the bandanas, you name it, we got it on our person. But on the way there, there are some things that you can experience as you get into the city, while you're in the city, and while you're exploring the parts around the city. Now, one of the things that people who are not from California always want to do, which I could care less, In-N-Out. They want to go to In-N-Out. You have to take them to In-N-Out.
They love In-N-Out. But then let me tell you
it's
something.
It's exotic to them. By the way, let me explain this. If you've never heard what In-N-Out is, a long-running fast food chain that's mm-hmm. like a McDonald's, but more, you know, like I think, you know, homegrown. It's a little bit more. You can see everything being made fresh in front of you.
Right.
It is, you know, fast food, greasy fast food at the best. The best greasy fast food you can have is exactly what it is. But for some odd reason, people can't get enough of In-N-Out. They come here once. Like, can we go to In-N-Out? I'm like, are you serious?
I don't know what it is, but you know what? There's another place mm-hmm. that they enjoy going.
Which one?
That I've never been and I kind of want to go. It's called Cabazon Dinosaurs.
And I've seen pictures.
I'm looking at a photo right now and honestly, it kind of looks so good. Mm-hmm. It's apparently, is it ice cream?
No.
Is that what it is? Tell me what it is right
now. Michaela, it's dinosaurs. It's basically like these iconic big statues, something you'd see in like Pee Wee Herman's Big Adventure, the Wizard. It's a basic graveyard for these massive dinosaur things, and you can go up to them and take pictures.
Oh, but I think you can get ice cream there.
You might be able to, but it's not a place you go to get ice cream.
The like foodie in me is like, where? Oh, is that ice cream? Forget the ginormous dinosaurs in the photo looking at me.
Yeah, so it's just great photo ops. These great giant dinosaurs at the Cabazon dinosaur exhibit. It's kind of, you know, some like stuff you've seen in the movies and stuff, but freestanding and get some great photographs.
I love that. Well, also, there's another place that you might want to go if you're feeling hungry, which is perfect for me. You can go to a Hadley. Have you ever been there?
I've never even heard of it. What is it?
There, you can get date shakes. You can get these shakes made out of dates. So if you're like a vegan, like our producer Jeffrey, that would sound delicious
wait a
to
minute.
Somebody like you.
A shake has milk.
You can switch the milk out.
You can?
Yeah, you don't have to. Vegans can still have shakes. You can get almond milk. You can get soy milk.
Do they offer that here?
I'm sure they do. Because they do it. They're made of, it's Hadley Fruit Orchids, and they do dates, and I'm sure they give other healthy options.
Jeffrey, it says a vanilla ice cream and milk is their base. So I don't think this is for you. It's for us.
Let me see.
But anyway, that being said, listen, I think this is a great idea for like people like me. I actually really love a shake. I'll take me some lactate. I don't mind.
Yeah, well, I do.
I don't. No, because it doesn't sit well with me. Dairy and gluten are like my two things that I love.
That makes your belly.
They hurt my belly.
Yeah, I know. My dad's the same way. That really hurts his belly. But milk hurts my belly too. That's what I'm telling you. Maybe that's the problem too. When I did the keto diet, all that cheese really hurt my belly because I'm a little bit lactose intolerant.
I think that was it. And you know, honestly, the blow and just the upset stomach.
It really did. Well, if you guys want to know more about these places or see photos that we're looking at, just head on over to our website.
Oh, you know what the thing is? ChannelQ.com. We need to have some great photo shoot moments for you.
Yeah.
No, this weekend we really need to.
Fine, let's do it.
There's a place called Taquets Canyon. It's beautiful, but they have this really great waterfall that a lot of people take pictures in front of.
Oh wow!
I'm just telling you, Michaela. New main pick.
No, think take about me it. There. Listen, I would love to go.
But
to a
leopard
waterfall.
Bikini.
Bye.
Waterfall.
Do I bring the chops or no?
By the rocks. Yeah, and then I need you to like have a music video moment prepared.
What song would I be singing?
I'd say lip sync your original tune, honey, in the waterfall, in a leopard bikini with sheer chaps.
Are you taking the video out of my iPhone?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Because we're high tech. Yeah.
Can I have a microphone?
And I'm going to need you to hold a date shake. And I'll pretend to be a dinosaur.
And I'll feed the crew.
And I will throw you. Yeah.
In and out.
I will throw you in and out French fries. And then we've checked out all the things we need to check out on our Channel Q website. If you want to see what we're talking about and have a kiki over, head on over to WeAreChannelQ.com.
That is so stupid. You guys, we are out of here because in a few hours, we'll be coming to you live from the Channel Q Coachella house. We still have giveaways, but Jay and I need to get on the road because we're living our best lives and it is time to hit the road. Thank you as always for listening to us. Even if you have to stay home, just put on some Coachella gear just to play and have fun with us. We'll see you there very soon.
Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.